I'm very happy now to welcome Vicente Garcia. He's director of Juntos New Mexico, a project of Conservation Voters New Mexico Education Fund. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Great to have you here. Now, you are working on this big petition drive, which is all about renewable energy versus coal, PNM, PRC. What's going on?
Yes, right now we are at really a critical time to direct the energy future of our state. What's going on is PNM right now has the opportunity to replace some of the power that it's currently producing through coal with clean renewable sources. And at Juntos New Mexico, we're a program focused on uplifting the voices of Latino community members. And we know that Latino community does care about renewable energy. And so that's why right now we are organizing petitions to push the PNM and the PRC to make a shift in how they produce their energy.
Now, one of the things that's kind of interesting and important to talk about is that there's this big coal-fired power plant. There's been a lot of movement toward shutting it down because it's dirty. It's a very dirty source of energy for many reasons. All kinds of things go into the air. We know about carbon dioxide plus many other kinds of pollutants. What happened was PNM decided to shut down two parts of it.
Correct. Two out of the four generators, they had to shut them down. Correct.
And then those two, the plan is to replace them with more coal?
Yeah, the plan is to reinvest in coal and nuclear. So yes, more coal.
So What good does the shutting down do?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the right question. Yeah, a lot of people fought so those two reactors can be shut down, and now PNM is just doing this, finding a way to do the same thing all over again.
So the idea is to pressure PNM to basically put in more wind, more solar, more kinds of renewable energy.
Yes, correct. That's what, as Juntos New Mexico, we are putting that pressure on PNM to do that, because right now they have their replacement power plan for those two generators, and it includes like a little bit of solar, but it's really mostly coal and nuclear. It's the same old story.
And so how do you pressure them?
Yeah, that's a good question. So at Juntos New Mexico, we do community organizing within the Latino community. What we do is we educate community members so that actually they can also make a difference as well. So we do door knocking, we do phone banking, we go to events within the community, and we try and organize community members to take collective action on the issue. As you may have heard, last week we handed a petition with 6,000 signatures to the Public Regulations Commission because PNM is in the middle of submitting a replacement power plan to the Public Regulations Commission, which details their plan for more coal and more nuclear for the state of New Mexico. So we really wanted to make sure that the Public Regulations Commission heard from the voice of the public, from the voice of New Mexicans, that we want more renewable energy in our state.
So the PRC basically has to approve this power plan. The PNM can't just put it in without that approval. Is that correct?
Exactly. They regulate PNM, so any replacement power plant or any power plant that they create has to be approved by the Public Regulations Commission. Mm-hmm.
And therefore, that's the leverage that the public has if they want to have anything to say about our renewable energy future.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of, have you talked to members of the PRC to find out what they've been hearing from the public? I mean, it seems like we're talking about this, at least here at KSFR, an awful lot. Are they really hearing from various sectors of the public? Do you know?
Well, I think it depends on each commissioner, where they stand on the issue, how connected they are to their constituents. We, as Juntos, have been trying to coordinate meetings with the PRC for a while now. But of course we know from other partner organizations how each one of the commissioners feel. And that is something that we definitely need to do, because the PRC needs to hear from especially members of the Latino community about how they feel about this issue.
So what are you hearing when you go out door to door, when you call people in the Latino community of New Mexico, Northern New Mexico? What are they saying? What are young people saying? What are older people saying?
Sure. Well, I guess we could start generally. I think that people, of course, are concerned about their pocketbooks. You know, of course, definitely Latino families are concerned about their economy and how much their utility bills are paying. And that's a lot of the times what people say when we first explain to them about renewable energy. They say, well, this is how much I'm paying for my bill. And they're, of course, they're concerned about the cost. And we know that long-term renewable energy is going to be cheaper for everybody. So that's something that we talk about. And then also, I think people are just in general, especially Latinos, I think what a lot of people don't know is Latinos are, I think, one of the most strongest people that believe in conservation and in protecting the environment. I think because we come from communities where clean water is not readily accessible and resources are not readily accessible, I think we inherently get the idea that there is limited resources, so we have to protect those. And so I think that we run into people who think that, and we have a lot of those conversations. But I think what's not happening is that that community isn't being mobilized and that voice isn't being heard. So that's the work that we do.
To what extent here in northern New Mexico, in Albuquerque and Santa Fe, are Latino people participating in public decisions, are brought to the table, are really making their voices heard?
Well, definitely, I think a lot of Latinos want to be there, want to have their voices heard. I think that just nobody is organizing the community, and a lot of decision makers aren't listening to those voices. And so that's definitely what we do at Juntos, is we really focus primarily on Latino families and education, especially education in terms of renewable energy. What does it mean? And engaging people in meaningful conversations, and so that they can be able to make a difference. They can be able to talk to their decision makers, because we know that that's not happening, right? We know that a lot of decision makers are not. They're hearing from lobbyists and people who get paid lots of money, that they're not hearing from the voice of the everyday person.
Now, are the kids getting an education in school on these issues? Are you guys participating in that at all?
No, we're not participating in that, but I definitely think that that is an issue as well. It's like we run into a lot of people, the first thing we start is like, you know, do you know where your energy comes from when you turn on the light? A lot of people don't realize that where we get our energy from can be responsible for having or not having clean air and water. And so we try and make that connection, that it's connected to us, to our health, and it's not something that's just out there and nowhere. It affects us.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like, did my food come from a can?
Exactly.
You know? Or from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, are people connecting, for example, asthma with energy when you talk to them?
I think that we definitely know that, yes, across the board, across actually the state, Latinos are way more likely to get asthma rates due to living close to power plants. So we do explain that to people, just the overall trend. Whether people are making that connection, I think people are beginning to. I think people are beginning to ask questions about clean air and water. And if not, we definitely try to make that connection. I think that's definitely a lot of the work we do is that education piece.
Do you notice any differences when you're talking to people among, say, younger and older people, new immigrants versus New Mexicans who've been here for hundreds of years?
Well, yeah, I think in terms of within the Latino community, the people that support conservation issues the most are, a lot of people don't know this, are new immigrants, because of the fact that where they came from, they didn't have access to clean water, they didn't have access to a lot of resources, so they understand deeply and intimately that everything has to be conserved, versus as soon as people get here, and especially with the younger generation, a lot of that is lost as people are here longer. So with the exception of fourth generational Hispanics, who've also been tied to the land for a long period of time.
So basically the mm-hmm. older people, the elders, get it because they have that memory?
Exactly. Definitely. I can't tell you how many beautiful, meaningful conversations I've had with older people in terms of the extreme respect for our land and our air and our water and the stories behind that, whether it's from Mexico or within here in New Mexico. And so there's such a richness. You know, we know that the land here and the stories that go back for generations. But for the younger generation, I don't think that's the case, and of course it's still there, but we have to do a little bit more of that work to try and re-educate them and get them involved in our issues. So there is that disconnect.
Very interesting. So if people want to find out more, they can go to facebook.com/JuntosNM, JUNTOSNM. They can also look at CVNMEF.org, that's Conservation Voters New Mexico Education Fund. So you are basically the education part of conservation, the larger organization Conservation Voters New Mexico.
Correct, yeah. So we focus all of our energy on educating people and taking that education and using it towards action to make a difference. Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to let people know?
Yeah, I just want to let people know that this definitely is an important issue, that renewable energy is it's not an option. We have to make that shift in our state for a future, and the main line of Juntos is our air, our water. If we want to have clean air, if we want to breathe healthily, we have to make this shift towards more renewable energy. And we also want to tell people to go online. In order to protect that, we need people to get involved. We need people to sign our petition. So please go online to facebook.com/JuntosNM and sign our petition.
Excellent. Vicente Garcia is the director of Juntos New Mexico, which is a project of Conservation Voters New Mexico Education Fund. Thank you for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.